This is the NetGroup Investments Insights podcast, where one or more of our experts explores a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Welcome to the third episode of the Value of Advice series, where we explore the practical ways that trusted financial guidance can be useful, not only for our immediate benefit, but for the benefit of our future and that of our beneficiaries. I'm your host, Lutandwe Mzilikazi, and today we're exploring a critical topic. Do high barriers to investing through traditional unit trusts still exist? Is it truly a crisis of accessibility and trust? Recent data from the Association of Savings and Investment Industry South Africa, or ASISA, shows that the savings industry is facing significant challenges which paint a concerning picture. In 2024, the investment industry saw a net outflow of 35.3 billion rand, largely attributed to two-pot retirement system withdrawals. However, 2023 also saw net outflows from the unit trust industry. On the other hand, the informal savings sector tells a very different story. The Stokvel industry, valued at 50 billion rand, is made up of 11 million members. The sector saw 13.3 billion rand in inflow by end of December 2024, up from an inflow of 8 billion rand by end of 2023, and this is all just for one bank. Which means this subsector, alongside that of individual notice deposit accounts, is actually thriving. These net flow taking saving structures share two key characteristics: trust and ease of access. These are traits that the unit trust industry are said to lack. So, what are the root causes of this breakdown in trust and accessibility? Let's break them down. Low-income earners face five systemic barriers to formal investments. The first three relate to accessibility, while the last two are to do with trust. Pertaining to accessibility, high fees are seen as a grudge cost as they erode returns on already small investments. The overwhelming field of product and fund choices with complicated terms can make formal investing daunting. In addition, the process to initiate an investment, both physically and digitally, excludes households in rural and underbanked communities. Regarding trust, the lack of transparency and hidden charges, especially at withdrawal stage where cancellation fees can be as high as 30%, deepen the barrier to entry. Finally, the historic context of bad advice for breadwinners in these communities has exacerbated the lack of interest in this subsector of our industry. But there's a big but here. There are solutions in motion. Regulatory reforms aim to address a few of these challenges. For instance, amendments to Regulation 28 of the Pension Funds Act aim to simplify the complexity of investing for the average pension fund member. This amendment resulted in the introduction of the default annuity strategy that each pension fund should have, further simplifying what was once really a daunting choice. To address high fees, financial service providers like NetGroup Investments offer passive funds with investment fees as low as 0.26%. and also accommodate lower than average minimums on investment products. These products are easily available through the NetBank branch at 500 Rand per month as a minimum investment contribution. But on the NetBank Money app, you can invest in a tax-free investment account at a reduced minimum of 250 Rand per month. All this makes entry-level investments more appealing. However, even with these examples and solutions in motion, the residue of products not working as they should continues to linger. To name a few examples, missing pension contributions, which actually came to light as a result of two-pot in 2024, unclaimed benefits, which have a growing total, currently printing at 48 billion rand, and finally, financial advisors that sell mismatched products and or disappear after a sale. While some of these issues around trust can be attributed to bad financial advice, there are times when the sentiment is actually misdirected. Some of the outstanding challenges have happened to members and or beneficiaries that do not have a financial advisor at the time. Therefore, to clear the issue of trust, we must begin a collective resolution process, which unites pension fund service providers, financial advisors, asset managers, platforms, and investors alike. As we wrap up, this does mean that as an investor, you do have a role to play as well. The formal financial system may have its gaps, but given that the challenges are being addressed, disengaging completely may only perpetuate financial vulnerability. By partnering with a credible financial advisor, understanding your rights, auditing your products, you can truly turn skepticism into financial empowerment. Thank you for joining us on the Value of Advice series. In our next episode, we have the CEO of the Financial Planning Institute, the FPI, talking to us about the changes to the financial advice landscape that she has seen during her tenure. Until then, keep well and keep investing. This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.